Hi everyone, this is Nora here from Spa and Salon Academy. So on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about three tips to stop client cancellations and no-shows. Now, have you ever had a client message you saying, I think I might have to cancel, or they just cancel online the day before their appointment without giving any reasons? Or even worse, have you had clients not showing up for their appointment? No spa likes cancellations, that's for sure, even if clients give you at least 1-2 days notice. And I've been testing several methods to reduce my clients' cancellation and no-show rates, and we have a close to 0% no-show rate, and also our cancellation rate is really low. And I'm always looking for new ways to optimize my clients' campaigns, so in this episode, I'm gonna give you three ways to minimize and even stop cancellations and no-shows. Now, first of all, it's important to understand why clients cancel or don't show up. And there are three main reasons. Reason number one is that they forget. Reason number two is that they don't care enough to show up. And reason number three is that they get nervous and they no longer think that having the treatment is a good idea. And this is especially true for treatments that require downtime or treatments that might be painful, so such as microblading, chemical peels, microneedling, and so on. So let's see how to reduce cancellations and no-shows based on the various reasons. So reason number one, cancellation reason number one, clients forget about the appointment. Now, this is fairly simple to solve. You just need to set up a system that sends out reminders automatically. I like to use a booking tool called Acuity. I will drop the link in the show notes if you want to check it out. So, because the Acuity can send up to 3 reminders. And these are auto reminders, so you don't have to worry about sending them manually. And I know that there are many other online booking softwares, so choose whichever meets your needs the most. Just make sure that you send not just email reminders, but a text reminder as well. And you might even consider doing a phone call. And I like to send an email 24 hours prior to the appointment, a text 24 hours prior to the appointment, and in some cases, another text the morning of the appointment. So this is the easiest reason to this is the easiest problem to solve, I would say. So let's talk about cancellation reason number two, which is clients don't care to show up. And this is the most annoying one. Now, the easiest way to overcome this problem is to require a valid credit card number to hold the appointment or even to take a deposit. So with Acuity, that's the other reason why I like to use Acuity, even though this is not a promotional episode for Acuity, is because with Acuity, I can require a valid credit card number to hold the appointment without charging the card at the time of the booking. Now, I know that some of you are thinking, but Nora, nobody requires a valid credit card to book an appointment in my area, or nobody requires a deposit to book an appointment. So I'm worried that I might lose clients. Now, it's a valid concern, and some of my clients do receive a little bit less bookings with this policy, but they also have a 0% no-show rate. So at the end of the day, they are much better off, and they have more completed appointments with the credit card required policy. So I guess it's about what's important for you and also what your situation is. So for example, if you're just starting out and you don't have many bookings, maybe it's better to introduce this policy a bit later. However, if you have a high no-show rate, you might be better off with introducing this credit card policy, even if it means less booked, but more completed appointments. Because at the end of the day, what matters is the number of completed appointments that you have, right? Now, I also wanted to do some research regarding what's a high no-show rate, and I didn't find the average no-show rate for the spa industry. I only found it for the medical field, which I guess might be similar, and the average no-show rate for the medical field is between 15 to 30%, which, to be honest with you, it seems really high to me. I would personally implement the valid credit card required to book the appointment policy in case the no-show rate is higher than 10% or maybe 15%. But I would freak out if I had like a no-show rate of 30%. That's crazy. So let's talk about cancellation reason number 3. Clients who change their mind. Now, this is something that I think it's underestimated in the spa industry, so we don't really think that this is a very common reason why people cancel their appointment, but it's actually more prevalent than you might think. And especially if we're talking about treatments which require downtime or which might be painful. So for example, microblading, microneedling, chemical peels, laser, many medical spa services, and so on. Now, what's the solution? Have a phone consultation with the client prior to the treatment. Now, please note that this is not a phone inquiry, right? So this phone call is not with those people who are just considering booking an appointment, but this phone consultation should actually happen with those people who have a booked appointment. So why is it important? Because many times clients cancel their appointment because, quite frankly, they chicken out because the microblading, microneedling, or chemical peel that they booked a week ago, for example, doesn't seem like such a good idea anymore, and all of a sudden they rather cancel their appointment. And this is especially true for online bookings because you haven't had a chance to connect with these clients. And I work with many microblading studios, and those that have a phone consultation prior to the treatment have a significantly lower or even close to zero cancellation rate. And the purpose of this phone consultation is to build rapport with the client and to answer any questions they might have. And to be honest with you, many times they just want some reassurance because they are nervous before the procedure, or they have some concerns, or they just want to ask you about downtime or how to prepare for the treatment and so on. So it could look like something like, "Hey, this is Nora from X Spa. I noticed that you have your microblading treatment next Friday. I was wondering if you had any questions about the treatment." So as simple as that. So you don't have to do your regular consultation on the phone, right? So you can still have your consultation in the treatment room before the treatment. So this phone call is more like just to build a connection with the client. Also, once the client books, send her an appointment confirmation email, which shouldn't be just your regular confirmation email, but more like a welcome email. And I found that most client nerves come from not knowing what to expect. So I like to send them some information on what to expect without overwhelming them. So you could include simple ways for them to prepare for their treatment. You could address the most common concerns, which are usually related to pain and downtime regarding most treatments. You could also send them information on parking and so on. Also, you might want to include some pictures of your work or testimonials from happy clients just for some extra reassurance. So I always like to investigate why something is happening in the business and also in my clients' businesses. And so if you're getting a lot of cancellations or even no-shows, I think it would be important for you to consider cancellation reason number 3, that people might cancel because they have like second thoughts or any fears, or they change their mind before the upcoming appointment. So yeah, so it's not always about that they forget or they just don't care, but many times it's about that they have second thoughts about the treatment and they just need some extra reassurance or hand holding or basically just a phone call where somebody answers their questions. So that's it for today. If you enjoyed this episode, then I would really appreciate if you could leave a review for me on iTunes. And just to show my appreciation, I would be very happy to give you complimentary access to my Profit Maximizer Masterclass. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful day.